Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Nick's getting pussy. Stress the elephant Nick, in the room. He's
coming live from the Gaza Strip.
Yep, he's coming live from inside a woman. I swore it was dudes though, but he's full of surprises, that little man.
Well, you know, the Apple computer's an impressive thing, and both men and women like to use it. So
yeah. No, it's, he's got that Steve Jobs drip, okay? He's got that lightning cable pole, you know what I'm talking about, baby?
Whenever he tweets that I like a new profile picture, my pancreas hurts. I was like, come on, man.
Why? He's being a little antag again. What? He's trying to start shit with Reek, who we love, but as soon as Nick finds you annoying,
Moe's algorithm. Yeah, he's going to war with Moe's algorithm.
Moe's algorithm is a literal fuck though, so like I don't care about that one. As soon as he goes to war with you, man, it's a blood war. That's all we can go for. He's already trying to start shit with the Braves again, tagging their hashtag. Can't hear the whistling in Philly. It's for it's too loud for them to cheat. I'm like, oh man, here we go. just got enough people to get us up to a 4.0 rating. It's time to fucking crater that again. So, yeah.
Can we finally get up to a 4.0 again?
Yeah, that's we're good. Up to a 4. Asking a lot of people that listen to it. I honestly would put us around there, mainly because I would say it was most of the one stars that came in very suspiciously occurred during the Braves trolling. I'm not saying that, you know, they may have brigaded it, because they were so mad about all that Spencer Strider hate. But it does look a little suspicious, a little convenient. So, yeah, we're officially back.
I just love reading that they were calling each other gay within the first 15 minutes. Like, I just think that's, I'm like, that's so on brand for us.
That is on brand, man.
But, like, very funny. We're like, yeah.
Are we really that edgy? Like, I mean, we got edge, don't get me wrong, but like, I feel like we don't make jokes with like any malicious intention for like the edgy jokes. We have jokes that we're mean with, obviously, but like, Tyler cracked up. We said in the Discord about, or was it Alex? It's one of those guys. They're cracking up about Nazi Newsboy. And I was like, yeah, it's a good one. Like, just a little kid, news hat. He's like, extra, extra, read all about it. Paris Falls, you know.
Also, the Native Americans dying from swamp ass. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I guess, I mean, people would say, it's like, they're joking about the Nazis. They're joking about swamp ass. They're joking about on Indigenous Peoples Day. Like, but I wouldn't classify as edgy. It's dumb. We're stupid. I would say like that's like our, I think that's our saving grace for whenever we're bought out by ESPN to replace Pat McAfee. is that I think our audience has the capabilities of discerning when we're actually being racist and when we're not. And we're going to put a poll in the Discord on how often that is. Usually it's by accident, but every now and then, I mean, like I said, we're a center-right podcast sometimes, you know, we got to get that Tim Dillon crowd.
Yeah, you know, speaking of the Pat McAfee nonsense,
we can riff on him.
Well, I just have, like, I love that he's wanting to help facilitate an Aaron Rodgers, RFK, and then on the other side, Travis Kelce and Anthony Fauci debate on the vaccine. Because I like to imagine that if we were replaced with Travis Kelce and Dr. Fauci, we would just go straight to the right-wing grift in terms of our, like, efforts and how we would go about it, because we would just call them gay.
We would.
The first, like, 20 minutes. And then people would be like, these guys, I think they're winning the debate.
Like, no, it'd be like Kill Tony.
They're playing to my instincts.
It'd be our version of Kill Tony. I'm happy that the more people post how much Pat McAfee is a dipshit, the more I feel vindicated, even though no one's ever really gone against us on this. But, you know, actually someone has. I mean, the State of Israel, Joe Biden, they didn't want worse fans talking about Pat McAfee being a dipshit. But we were there. We were ground zero saying that he's stupid. And his friendship with Aaron Rodgers, or maybe it's not even a friendship, maybe it's just like this parasitic thing he's got going on, is now broadcast to everyone who watches ESPN. And I think that's going to be great for ESPN to have someone come on and be super anti-vax and wanting to get Robert fucking Kennedy to come on and talk about fucking vaccine rates with Travis Kelce and Anthony Fett. I can't wait. That'd be great.
Yeah, also, I don't understand. I mean, like, Anthony Fauci's the only real doctor. Like,
he wants to have a debate. It's Aaron Rodgers, Travis Kelce, a guy who feels like he has a fucking earthquake in his chest, and Anthony Fauci. All right, like, this is not what we signed up for, okay? No one, he's going to explain to you everything, and you're just going to, Fauci's going to explain, yeah, this is how this works, this is all the data on it, and this is the timeline. Like, he had to do at every fucking congressional hearing that he got called in front of, and Aaron Rodgers is going to be like, well, that's not what I read. We're like, what did you read, motherfucker? We want to know! I don't know, we don't have to relive the Nolan and fucking Goldie days. Remember that, where they couldn't get vaccinated for two games?
I bet you wouldn't say that to their faces, Tom.
Yeah, I would. I'd call
you fucking
them,
coward.
I would call them little dick, and I'd probably call them an ableist slur. I'd be that. That was so stupid. We don't need to rehash it again. You should get vaccinated, all right?
Well, I want to rehash one thing on that. What would we have possibly, say we had won both of those games in Toronto, would that have changed our season at all last year? Like would that game have made any difference in the standings?
We lost maybe one of them out there, and yeah, none of them would have, even if we lost both.
Okay.
But like, do you want to throw away games? Is like, do you not want to have your best players on the field? Their best players on the field for something very easily, something that can be very easily navigated. Get a vaccine. It was on the schedule for months. You had plenty of time. We're talking about the team that also fucking Yachty went off to coach basketball. I mean, it's not like putting the best product on the field has been the Cardinals' mantra for like the last couple years.
That's still the funniest thing. Also, Yachty's got great taste in hats. I don't know if you've noticed. Me and him have adapted to a certain type of style. We call ourselves the Magic Men.
Oh, Warlock. Oh, great, wise, and powerful Josh, I beseech you. Cast upon me your dick-enlarging spell. All right, I'm brand new at this. Josh casts fireball. Oh! No! Oh, God. We need to do Dungeons and Dragons. Have you ever played D&D?
I haven't. I've always wanted to.
Dude.
I heard you and Tyler have a good little... Some good campaigns. I think that's the terminology, right?
Yeah. Man, I really should get into it and see if I can get you, Nick, Lucci, and anyone else to play. I think this would be fun. I've been like... I think it's my autism. My autism speaks, everyone. I think it's that part of my brain that's like acting up. But like, because I'm playing the shit out of Baldur's Gate 3, and it runs, you know, exactly like a D&D campaign. And I'm like, maybe I should get into this and like build a world and like write a history to it. Because, you know, I'm not already consumed with enough writing and creative projects. Why not do this thing? And then see if I can talk my friends into playing along where I just torture them for a few hours.
If that's what you want for your birthday, that should be your one ask this year.
Josh, you got me a Pathfinder book. Yay. You got me a book.
No, I actually already have your Christmas present bought.
What is it, a gun?
I'm not going to tell you, but you'll like it.
It's a really sturdy rope.
It's very fitting.
It's sturdy rope, isn't it? Okay. You know what?
It's actually the world's first waterproof toaster, because I'm going to do a gotcha game on you. You're going to be like, huh, goodbye, cruel world, and then fuck!
You put the toaster in my bathroom, too. I was like, oh, fucking.
Yeah.
It's time! Oh, it floats! It has little water wings that inflate as soon as it knows it touches water. I'm like, oh, God, a toaster boat? How did he know? A fucking toaster raft? Whoa! Phillies won. We can talk baseball.
Yeah, Phillies Bryce Harper won. Is him.
Dude, Bryce Harper. That dude's got a donkey dong. Holy shit. I'm not sure how much truth it is. It came from like one reporter, but Bryce Harper got thrown out. He got doubled up on an incredible catch by Michael Harris. And then Harris gets ball in, Austin Riley gets it, throws him out, and, you know, Braves fans are happy because they saw Bryce Harper lose a game for the Phillies.
I haven't been this happy since Mama made boiled peanuts on my birthday.
I haven't been this happy since the days before General Sherman burnt down Atlanta. Since the days when we had servants and free labor. I think they should have gone further. God. I think they should have gone further with the march to see what old Vernon Sherman, who is based, by the way. Series 1-1, Braves shortstop Orlando Arcia comes out. And this is from one reporter. Braves fans are taking this really weird stance that we're going to get into. But he apparently said, laughing, attaboy Harper, when he got doubled up. Which I think is a normal thing to say. If I was Orlando Arcia, like just me as a shortstop, somehow professional baseball, I would have said worse things. I would have called him a dumbass. I would have called him a dipshit. I would have let it eat. So I think
you would have gone a full Fed smoker, tata there.
Okay.
That's a cut. Yeah, that's a chunky.
That's a chunky. Yeah. No, it's been a while since you've had one. Okay.
All right, what's the 13?
It's three eps in a row, okay? Oh, man. It's a winning streak. Three bleeps in a row is called a winning streak. We haven't had one of those in a while. So, Bryce Harper, I guess, took that personally, and he hit two fucking bombs. As the Phils did it in, I think 10-2, as the Phils murdered them. On every bomb he hit, first one's a three run, then he hit a solo job to center. He stared at Orlando Arcia like he was going to kill him. with the glare of the way a predator eyes its prey. That was it was the most he is him moment I can remember in postseason baseball. It's been a while. It's been a while since we have one of those, right?
Yeah, I mean, Bryce Harper is just a bad dude in general, but also he looks like a wolf. Like, he looks mean.
He like, is just, mean.
It's very he's like a very fierce-looking gentleman.
He's a fierce creature.
He's definitely someone I would be obviously emasculated by, but secondly, like, just generally terrified.
Don't cuck me, Bryce.
Like, that guy fucking shaves with a shard of glass before each game.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
He's a Chad, dude. He is a giga Chad, man. And right now the Phils, if the Phils win the World Series, they should send a ring to Arcia because they have, as Yamamoto did on Pearl Harbor, they have awoken a sleeping tiger. So, I think the Phils are going to close them out. We'll see. The Braves' defense in all this is that Orlando Arcia doesn't speak English. And when someone pointed out, he does, because a lot of international complexes won't move a guy up unless they're taking classes to show. They don't have to be proficient, but they got to, you know, it helps to know English. And then Braves Twitter said, well, he just doesn't say it around, like, reporters or anything. I'm like, yeah, this is a report that came from someone who just observed him saying it. You guys are trying way too hard to pretend that this is outside the realm of possibility that he made a joke about Bryce Harper. Regardless, you know, to quote The Wire, if it's a lie, we go to war on that lie. So, Philly's got their bulletin board material. I hate to say I'm rooting for the Phillies now, but I'm rooting for the Phillies.
Well, hey, Nick Castellanos is having a hell of a game, and what does that coincide with
the
tragedies of the world?
He hit two home runs to celebrate the formal declaration of war between a nation and a people it subjugated for decades. Nick Castellanos never misses a beat, right?
I texted Kramer today. I was like, the second the Gaza got, or no, the second they showed up at that music festival, Philly should have been greasing the poles. That's what should have been happening. Like, so, oh God, yeah. I don't understand, but he has an uncanny ability for that, and that's baseball's greatest meme.
Yeah, it is. I started looking into every major league home run he had hit and was cross-referencing it with newspaper articles to see what's happened. And after, like, the third or fourth time where it's like, you know, hero firefighter kills himself because he was denied health benefits, I'm like, I'm putting this down. Nick Castellanos is a devil spawn, okay? He's in cahoots with fucking Malboja or some shit. He is working with some kind of demon. And
the fire didn't weaken me. It forged me.
Yeah, like, you were born in the darkness. I was raised in it. I didn't see the light until I was a grown man.
Yeah, I couldn't remember what the quote was.
You should not have thrown that slighter, Bryce Elder. Bane Castellanos.
It doesn't matter what you throw. What matters is the plan.
I was wondering what would break first, your slider or your body? No, sweeper. Your sweeper or your body?
Sweeper's not a real damn pitch.
We can get into that.
Why do we keep going over this? Fucking Adam Wainwright. Wayne wrong, bro.
Wayno's a gift. I'm happy everyone gets to see it and not see the time he liked anti-transphobic stuff. But I'm happy they get to see this.
So now we're going to show you how to throw a slurve.
It's just a fucking 15 second like K-bomb or something. It's just screaming it until his face.
Like, he's like, he's still directing, like, how to throw a pitch, but also it's just a solid beep for 15 seconds.
No, yeah, that's
just
what, like, it is. It's like, so what do you do? You grip around the seams like this, and you gotta have the horseshoe just angled just right when you come through. It's all on the fingertips, and as you let go, you gotta scream WAP as loud as you can.
WAP!
WAP! Is it? Does it only work with... No, no, guys get bigger break based on other slurs they say.
Just evil. No. I just donated $25,000 to the local Chamber of Commerce in the Hills, so they gave me the pass for this season.
Listen, I put the stinking flag out. If I'm doing that accent. Listen, goddammit, I took down the stupid flag with the blue line, all right? I'm woke. I can say it now. Come on, I've earned a free ticket.
Feel me.
Feel me. I'm an apostle of S.H.I.E.L.D. No, I don't know. I always thought of the sweeper as a sweeping curve or a slurve. Because, like, there's different breaking there's different breaks to pitches. I mean, Logan Gilbert throws a fucking spike slider. So I always just kind of treat it as a sweeping curveball. I mean, sweeper's fine. It's a breaking ball. But, like, the way that Brent Rooker, who is a Twitter goldmine, is, he's like, a sweeper has way more horizontal movement, whereas a slurve has a lot of horizontal movement, but it's 10-4 action. A slider is about 10-4, and then a sweeper is about, like, 3-9. I'm like, I get it. You know, I always kind of thought guys just had different shapes on their breaking balls and whatnot, but... I mean, it's a breaking pitch phenomenon. I think it's good for the game. I'm kind of, like, indifferent. I kind of still see it as, like, just, like, another form to throw, like, a slurve or a sweeping curveball. But, hey, it's fine. Good pitch. Everyone loves it. Oh, everyone loves that pitch.
We need to talk about Zach Hampel going on a Tinder to try to...
Yeah. I saw he caught Gunnar Henderson's first postseason homer. What did he put in his fucking...
How does he keep doing... What is he doing? Dude, I don't understand how anyone can be this lucky.
Listen, I respect the hustle, and the dude scouts players. And then he hoards baseballs, as all is. He scouts players, so, like, if he's going to... if he's going to go to Baltimore, he's going to be in right field because of Baltimore out in fucking left. So he's going to be there. He looks at tendencies. He tries to see where a hitter tends to hit him. And then when the ball's in the air and coming to his section, he is, he'll run over and kill as many people as he can. If there's one thing Zach Hampel and the state of Israel have, they don't give a fuck about the lives of children. And so he just tramples the tiniest little tykes as he just goes and gets a baseball. It's incredible. Incredibly insane. That's Zach Hampel. No, I saw the Tinder profile.
But, like, is he running?
He is running. God, he pulls fucking people over.
Yeah, but, like, so from batter to batter, he runs to different spots in the outfield. Like, that's insane to me.
I think he does do that because... he probably does it for the inning, because I know I've seen plenty when ushers are like, yeah, what the fuck? You can't be here. He's like, I'm Zach fucking Hampel, baby. Yeah.
All right, I'm looking on Twitter for his Tinder profile. Where the fuck is this?
Zach Hampel's in her. He's matched with me.
Good lord, there's too many tweets about this guy.
Do you think he's slaying a lot of puss?
I think the only thing that brings him any sort of sexual satisfaction is a home run ball. I don't think he's slinging anything. Okay.
Here,
so,
I got it.
So this is how it starts. Yeah, this is totally random/nerdy, but I'm looking for someone with an extra ticket for the MLB game at Fort Bragg on July 3rd who has an active DOD ID and can bring me in as a guest. I will pay you $1,000. I've been to 51 different MLB stadiums, written 3 baseball books, snagged A-Rod's 3,000th career hit. What the fuck? And did he give that back to A-Rod, I wonder? Been interviewed a ton. Not bragging, just proving I'm legit. Google me, Zach Hample, and write back if you want to make a new baseball friend and have a memorable and platonic adventure.
It's funny to me to imagine that there's some woman out there, probably like me, taking a shit and just scrolling through Tinder. And then she sees this guy. She's like, well, you know, I don't know a lot about baseball. Bill looks handsome. He's around my age. And then she reads this schizo post. And is like, oh, my God. And now she has to make a decision. They're like, do I somehow get DOD identification? Or do I immediately not only swipe left on this guy, but report him to the FBI? I mean,
oh God,
you know, that's honest. That's fucking honest, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's not getting intentions wrong. I mean, he's not leading anyone on. He's not like,
breaking
like,
news,
by the way. I'll marry you. Oh, what's breaking?
The attaboy Harper was 100% said. Orlando Arcia has confirmed it, that he's not happy that it left the clubhouse. No, he wasn't supposed to hear it. That's why we were saying it in the clubhouse. So Braves Twitter, your boy did say it, and he said it English, Spanish, he said it, and you now have one of the best players in the game pissed off. So good job.
Well, I don't understand what's the fucking point of Braves fans to give a shit. Okay, they were making fun of him in the locker room, and then, or the inverse, which isn't true now, they weren't making fun of him, and Bryce Harper's just being mean. Like, I don't understand what, like, okay, Bryce Harper's just good at baseball. That's kind of well established. Who cares what his motivations are? He's hitting the piss out of the ball. Does that change the end result? Like,
yeah,
I don't
mind that he said it. It's like, I just don't like Braves Twitter. You know, Ryan said it best. It's like they used to be cool, and then they grew up in the NL East with like all these fucking wild savages in the Mets and Phillies fans, and their fan base is just they can't keep up, man. They lose it so fast. So. On complete strangers, like getting mad with like people you know or work with, whatever, you know, there's like there's more intimacy to that. But like on the internet, you can literally, you don't even say anything. You just block people. You can ignore them. You could tell them their dick is small. I don't know, like, and they fucking issue fatwas on motherfuckers on social media. They're an unhinged fan base. So it's neat for me to see it. I get a giggle out of it. So I like.
Yeah.
I like watching them poop their little pants. So.
Man, every time I think of fatwa, I just think of the Larry David, like, Curb season where he gets a fatwa against him because he writes a musical about it. And then he heals, or, like, he gets rid of the fatwa because for one Muslim guy, he lets him cut in line at, like, a buffet because the guy was just going up for more potatoes. He wasn't going up for, like, an entire plate. And then that heals all tensions in the Middle East and with him. Like, that's the greatest show. We don't give enough love to Curb.
We need to get high and watch it.
Oh. Fucking BJ Smoove over here. Nick is kind of like BJ Smoove. He's just talking about his big
blow
old dick. And
Smoove blowjob. Yeah. What's up? It's me, Smoove Blowjob. I give the smoothest roadhead in the tri-state area. I've perfected a new technique called reverse roadhead. It's where you give roadhead and then you die. The best
job
in your life.
It's JB Smoove. I always thought it was BJ Smoove. JB Smoove. My bad. My bad, JB.
We've committed to it. But yeah, Nick is a little smooth boy. Like, literally, like, not much hair on him, aside from his head.
Well, he's not smooth-brained, at the very least.
No, he's got a
and
few wrinkles.
Actually, speaking of which, I'm thinking of going to Nick's hairstylist.
Oh!
I'm going to start going to a real place to get my hair cut instead of fucking Great Clips, because...
Yeah, I go to Sports I think, Clips, so yeah. I'm going to go to the stylist.
Yeah. So you just want to go to, like, the Hot Shots of the...
Yeah.
Like,
no, yeah.
Chain.
Yeah, no, yeah. Like, I was like...
You wanted to demean women. I see.
No, yeah. I definitely want to meet a lot of single moms is what I'm after. Single moms that will give me secondhand lung cancer. That's what I'm down for. So. They're nice ladies. They're nice ladies. I'm just being mean. A lot of women have cut my hair smoke. I can smell it. And
yeah. Do you get the MVP treatment in the
champagne room? And, you know, like, they phone it in on the little head massage. And I get it. Who wants to touch gross dude hair all day? But I would like... You know, yeah, let's go do it. Like, yeah, like, let's drop the money and let's get a good stylist, or, you know, if they do fucking massages, a clean shave, or a fucking straight razor shave, you know, let's do some shit like that. Let's bro it up. We'll drink scotch, cigars, and then we'll talk about, like, how poor people are ungrateful, you know, and how, like, I saw, like, a family put a 20 for a tip, and I went and took that 20 because that waitstaff didn't earn it that day. And I made $20. I made $20 to do that shit.
You're going to leave a tip at Ryan's? What the fuck is wrong with you? This isn't an establishment you have to tip at. They make all their money off the buffet prices.
Off the goddamn $14.99. God, I remember Ryan's used to be...
It was the worst restaurant.
Yeah, no, when I was a kid, I was all about it. It was a fucking buffet. Because I grew up in a fucking ditch in southeast Missouri. with all the other fucking ditch critters. And we're like, oh, fucking buffet. All you can eat? Whoa! Oh, I'll never run out of food. I had the best butter. We would steal so much butter and take it home with us.
They did have pretty solid butter, I'll give you that.
Very soft.
Otherwise, though, like, I remember there was a guy, like, when I was a kid, we were at Ryan's in Cape, and the guy was, it was, like, the dude who, like, chopped, like, the steak and stuff for you.
Nice.
And he told me what I was eating was snake, and I believed him for, like, 2 years.
Whoa. I'm eating anaconda.
And he's like, "Do you want snake or do you want steak?" And I was like, "I want snake." Okay.
My name is Chef Doug Merkida. Pulls out all these fucking blades. It will cut your snake. I'm watching Brandon Fott pitch against the Dodgers. Dodgers fans usually, they just go to war with their West Coast brethren, but I don't find them particularly annoying. Like, I don't wish, like, harm on them. Some guy, you know, in the social media world posted something goofy about avenge all these losses because the Dodgers have been in, like, the postseason 11 straight years, and they only have one World Series to show for it. So, you know, the 90s Brave treatment, you know. But I'm like, you got a World Series, man. Like, chill the fuck out.
Hey, whatever happened with the Diamondbacks? Did they stay at a different hotel?
They released a comment about, like, yeah, these are planned events, otherwise, you know, we may have considered, but we're staying at this place. So I don't know. As of what I know now, we'll find out. I mean, they're in Arizona right now, so. They may not have to worry about going back to shitty-ass Los Angeles. So,
that's true. That's true.
Twins are down to their last two outs. They're down 3-2 to the Astros. Josh, are the Astros inevitable? Like, are they literally like the fucking Thanos of MLB baseball lately?
You know, it sure fucking feels like it. I want the city of Houston to
suffer,
cease to exist. I want Joel Osteen to finally show his true self as the Antichrist, and I want that to be ground zero for hell's fucking takeover, because that city deserves nothing.
They got oh Christ, speaking of Joel Osteen, you remember that when fucking Harvey hit them, and
Harvey Keitel?
No, yeah, Hurricane Harvey Keitel. Show me how. I only know one quote from him. It's from Bad Lieutenant, but we're gonna lean into it. Show me how you suck a dick. Show me how you suck a dick. This fucking hurricane dressed up like the wolf. So, like, I remember when Harvey hit them, and if I'm remembering correctly, how, like, it took, like, intense media backlash before Joel Osteen opened up his mega church for people displaced by the hurricane. Like, I don't know.
Man,
I was just tagging on that he's a piece of shit. And that
yeah, that guy's a grade A piece of shit.
And that someone should, you know, do a little, you know, find, you know, do a little something, you know, maybe.
Yeah, invent
the world's first exploding Bible. You know, maybe.
I mean, I know that. You know, Houston is no Dallas, but is there any grassy knolls near a book depository in Houston?
Preferably near a certain mega seeds, Morty.
I'm looking at the Republicans.
I'm looking at the Astros run. They have the last 7 years, at the very least, made it to, especially if they win tonight, made it to the league championship series. That's a hell of a run. They are 2-2, so they've been in 4 of the last World Series we've had. And I'm not sure if it's going to end anytime soon.
I mean, it'll end whenever Hispanic Simon Birch is retired, so... that's...
Call him small.
No, that guy's
gonna mom with a foul ball.
Yeah, he killed his mom with a foul ball.
So did Jose Altuve.
And he's gonna die because a school bus went into a lake. But he's gonna die a hero, saving a bunch of children from hypothermia.
Oh, Lance Lynn just gave up a bomb. Lance Lynn, everyone, ring that bell.
Ring that bell.
Certainly one of the most interesting seasons for a pitcher. He was coveted enough to be traded for. Lynn gave up. I have to check since the goddamn record. He gave up 44 home runs in 183 innings.
Jesus Christ.
We're going to look at that now. He struck out better than, you know, 23% of the guys he faced. That was great. But, like, he walked a lot of dudes. He was giving up, on average, over 2 home runs per 9 innings. So, let's see where he ranks in that. I'm kind of curious. Hey, it's a Tom and Josh go watch postseason baseball, make problematic jokes, and fucking just get on old baseball reference. So, let's what's the most home runs given up by a pitcher in a season? Jesus is just all right with me. Single season right here. Lance Lynn is 6. You want to know who first is?
I don't know.
Hall of Famer, Burt Blyleven. He gave up 50 bombs in a season. But he has a really good reason. He threw over 270 innings that season. So.
Also, his wife keeps eating batteries. But she's gonna be okay.
She's gonna be fine.
He's just going through a lot. He's going through a lot.
He has triples of the Nova.
Triples of the Barracuda.
Triples of the Barracuda. Triples are best. Jose Lima. Oh, we remember this guy. Cardinals fans didn't like him. He gave up 48 in one season. That's when he had a 6.65 ERA. He was 7-16 that year, and oh, Lynn gives up another bomb. Ketel Marte. Wow. I guess we can keep talking about pitchers that give up the long ball. Jose Lima went 21-10 in 1999, pitched over 240 innings, and then the next season, 7-16 with 48 home runs surrendered. That's incredible. Ted Bundy's offspring, Dylan Bundy, gave up 41. Lucas Giolito gave up 41 this season. That is...
Good God. He got clobbered.
Jordan Lyles. I figured he'd be higher on here, but he only gave up 39 this season, which is one higher than his career high of 38 set 2 years ago. So...
All I gotta say, Tom, Dakota Hudson is looking pretty nice right now.
Pretty nice. I don't know what Kyle Reese is bitching about. I don't get why Cardinals Gibbs gotta post those memes about old Dakota Hudson. I think he's not only our sixth starting pitcher, he very well could be our 3, 2, or 1. Just give Dak a chance. I know I'm running the numbers here. Let's see. Wow, a 1.5 whip, but you know what I don't see, Josh? 48 home runs given up. Give it up here, y'all, for Dakota Hudson. He's back.
Yeah, it's kind of like we should do like what they do in movies with baseball teams where it's always like if it's following like a position player, it's always like the same like one or two starting pitchers in every baseball scene on defense because I think they just pay like two actual actors to be, you know, one of the pitchers. So we should just do that with him. It should just be him all season long. He does not get a day off. We're just like we're going to kill him. We're gonna make him an amputee by the end of the season.
His elbow is completely destroyed. Needs to be restructured. His rotator.
We're throwing cuff, lefty now. I'm sorry. Like
his rotator cuff is completely annihilated. He has pulled or torn every muscle in his back. He has a fractured wrist. He has a strained groin. He has a torn hamstring. And you guys insist that he can just learn to pitch left-handed and be out there tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. Are you on a mission to kill this man? You just get him good to go tomorrow, Doc.
Give him some cortisone shots. He'll be fine.
Stop beckoning us with all these questions,
Doc. Speak English, Doc. We ain't scientists.
Maybe you should keep these questions to yourself, Anthony Fauci.
Oh.
Dr. Fauci, forget about it. If you don't do as we say, Mr. Fauci, we are going to call Pat McAfee and have you go on to his show to talk basic science. Something we know you hate to do. Did he just give up a fucking nother? He did! Three solo jobs in the bottom of the third. What the fuck is going on? Were they all back to back to back? Are you shitting me? Lance Lynn is derailing their bits.
He's giving up some bombs in honor of Israel. That's what he's doing.
He did to show his support, just like Dean Kramer. Man. Let's look at his stat line. He was on Team Israel. Was he in the IDF? Someone said he was. Let's find out. Let's fact check that. We like to be fair and balanced on here on America's number
the
one.
No spin zone, the worst stands in baseball podcast.
The no spin zone. He has two younger brothers in the Israeli army. Cool. So he has two war criminal brothers. Cool. I have no idea if he is or is not. But if he is, double fuck him. Anyway, so I don't care that Dean Kramer wants to show like solidarity with his fucking country too much, or the fact that he's just regular old Israeli, right? I feel like the discourse now around Gaza and Israel is like just gaslighting me. Is what it is. Like, it was really cool to see old Deanie boy here get lit up. Not so much at his own folly, but because everyone was posting that he's on Team Israel and he's out there pitching for something more than just a playoff game. Or Alex Bregman drawing the fucking Star of David on his hat. I was like, you know,
yeah,
like
Alex, that's my move, first of all. You don't get to do that.
Josh, like, he just gave up a fourth one. He just gave up a fourth. Plane has hit the tower. They're saying it's foul. I swear to Christ. I swear to fuck it. They're all saying it's foul. Do not. No, it is fair. It is fair. Call that shit fair. Fuck the Dodgers right now. We're trying to do a bit, and Lance Lynn can't get a third fucking out. Come on. Anyway. I feel like the discourse around it, like, it's just, like, we have all these teams coming out in show of support. We have, you know, we made fun of the NHL in the last episode, and, like, the longer, like, do you hear what fucking Israel's defense minister said, how long it's going to take for them to do this? Did you hear this shit?
No, I didn't.
3 months. They're going to bomb and do a ground invasion of the Gazan Strip, and they say it's going to take them 3. They're going to kill so many people. They're going to kill so many people. And this is what solidarity with these guys going in and blowing up, like, apartment complexes and giving people cancer and killing, like, a population that is, like less than 18 years old. Like 50% of them are less than 18.
Yeah.
Like... Yeah, we're going to sell, and I'm so happy that we get to see every fucking sports organization, every sports association come out and show solidarity for that. Fucking incredible, man. I'm so happy.
Well, in
go ahead.
In unrelated news, the Worst Fans in Baseball, we do have a new sponsor this week. That's right, APAC is sponsoring the Worst Fans in Baseball podcast.
APAC so, is sponsoring us.
Unrelated news, just wanted to put that out there so we can meet our contractually obligated plug for them.
And
so,
we retract, go ahead, Tom. We retract everything we just said now that we have just been sponsored by APAC, and it's probably why all these organizations, all your favorite sports teams, have to come out and say something about it. Because we all know there's, like, no ideology anymore, right? Like, people do things. The ideology is money, okay? And it's bad business in America. I would say in, like, the Western world in general. I mean, I was thinking the other day, I'm like, is there any, like, Western country that doesn't fucking hate fucking Gazans and Palestinians and just Middle Eastern folk? And I'm like, probably none. Like, there's none. I can't think of any none that, I can't think of any that are, like, he did give it up. He did give it up! Are you fucking kidding me? They called it fucking foul, and he gives up another. What the fuck? We're trying to talk about Israel-Palestine. I'll take the hint. We'll stop. We'll fucking stop. Are you fucking kidding me right now? Holy shit, Gabby Marina. Lance Lynn, what are you doing, dude? Is he got a Star David thing? Is he got an Israeli flag hitting on him? What is going on? Josh, I'm not lying. I first team to hit 4 home runs in one inning in postseason history. They are going all the fucking way. We're just gonna have to table that combo because they're gonna hit a 5th fucking home run, I guess, on this next bet. But yeah, it just sucks seeing everyone be pro occupier in this case. It really sucks.
I wish there was like a. I'm trying to think. Like what if, like, Jerry Jones of the Cowboys is, like, the one holdout who's like, I fucking hate Jews. I don't care what... they're just... He's like pro... Fucking Palestine? I don't care. But, like, fuck them. Like...
Fuck Israel.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, he hates it. Yeah, there's got... For the wrong reason.
There's gotta be a few anti-Semitic sports owners. Like,
did
come
you
on.
See
they're...
Fucking Tara Strong. Who voiced, like, Timmy Turner on the Fairly Odd Parents came out super pro.
Oh, girl. God.
Just Fairly Odd Parents.
Why?
Dr. Crocker or whatever. Just be like, we have to bomb Palestine! The Golan Heights! You just got a fairly... the one true godparents, I guess is what they would be called. Yeah. The IDF parents is what... The IDF... The IDF.
Jesus Christ.
I wish for a one state solution. Timmy, your one state solution doesn't have any Palestinians in it. Exactly. What do you. Okay, before we do this wish, what do you want us to do? I don't care.
Timmy, like, where'd you learn about this?
Sure.
The internet.
I wish for 2 million people to have their electricity and water cut off from them. Now, Timmy, that's kind of like a war crime. I mean, you know, do it, Cosmo. Oh, God. I don't want to be this monster. They have that fucking military guy. You're on your computer. Here, look this guy up. In Fairly Odd Parents. He's like the military fucking...
Oh, is it Jorgen von Strangel?
Yeah, Jorgen von Strangel. And, like, if that's not the epitome of a fucking IDF guy right there, like...
You know, it's times like these that we really need that Israeli character from Sacha Baron Cohen to make a comeback.
Yeah.
And just, like...
Jorgen von Strangel is a fucking Mossad agent. There's more than one way to get the truth out of a fairy. I can't remember what voice. No, he does a Schwarzenegger voice, doesn't he?
I think so.
I think he does. Yeah. There's more than one way to get the truth out of a fairy. He strangles him. Waterboarding.
I won't do the Arnold Schwarzenegger voice. It didn't turn out so well for me last time.
Waterboarding Cosmo. Like, why won't you wish away all the Palestinians? It just seems a terrible thing to do. They deserve it. They're on our land. I fucking hate it. Can I say that? Anyway, Israel sucks. So.
Well, you know, hey, we're definitely a strong supporter of all sides. To every argument.
Oh, yeah, we should really both every sides dispute. This. We can get more money out of it.
Yeah, we, World War Z was a great movie. Where would they be without those walls?
Yeah, I mean, no. And you know what? I think they're telling us something about, you know, Gaza and Palestine with that, you know.
Yeah.
20-minute shitpost conversation interrupted by me screaming at Lance Lynn. This is just what people want. You know.
Jesus Christ.
No, they're going to try and kill all of them, I think. So, and we're going to give them money for it, I guess, and other armament. So, oh, look at that.
Is there a way that we can make money off this? Like, should we start investing in, like, some specific defense contractor?
We should make a cryptocurrency that, I guess, somehow exploits this. We call it Kibbutz Coin or some shit like that. Hebrew dollar or something. What we can do.
Jesus. Kibbutz coin.
Kibbutz coin or whatever. Put Netanyahu's fucking face on it. So, I don't know. Back to baseball. All right. That's what the people came here for. They came
Tom,
here.
I'm sending you something absolutely brilliant.
Is it?
It is pretty good.
Pretty. I'm going to look at this fine little thing's hole. Oh, yeah. I'm trying to channel my inner weekend from The Idol. I still can't.
I'm texting it to you now.
I still haven't watched it, but I can't. I still go over and look at that fucking clip where he's saying, "Stretch that tight little pussy for me." I'm like, Jesus Christ. Oh my God, Josh. The rights of all Israelis must be defended. No amount of magic can stop me from that.
That'll be something we'll share with the Patreon people. Be like, hey, whatever, what was that Josh sent you? I'll send that to the boys and the gal.
That is beautiful. Into the Korean. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, God.
You know what? At the end of the day, I'm happy I live here in Missouri, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. This is just our little slice of paradise right here, you know?
It's our little slice of paradise. It ain't much. It ain't much. It's a heap of shit, but it ain't much.
the only problem is all these damn college kids keep killing themselves.
College
on our property.
Kids.
College kids.
We got your friend.
Expertly carved into it like a stump. We've got Edmund your Shibble. Friend.
All these college kids keep killing themselves on my property. You've been watching.
I just think
show?
Of the
Billions.
Yeah, I've been watching Billions. I'm a big Dan Soder fan. Love his comedy and he's in that show. He's a very minor character, but Paul Giamatti's great in it, and Nick Bradshaw has given me the cadence of how to do his impression. Like,
yeah,
like I. I am Paul Giamatti. I am going after Axe Capital. For their financial crimes, and because Axe himself fucked my wife, you know, it's a real Joni loves Chachi scenario, you know.
Yeah. Because I have my door open and I hear you listening to it. I do have to admit that it feels like all the cursing in it, it was written by how a 12-year-old thinks grown ups talk. I'm not going to lie. Like, someone called someone a fuck ass in it or something. I was like,
did they?
Yeah, the way they just kind of shoehorn in the word fuck. And I'm like, I'm all in favor of graphic language. My podcast is all about graphic language. But none of this makes any sense. It's got the oddest swearing in it to me. I'm a Sopranos aficionado, you know. I love The Wire. There's a lot of swearing in that one, but this one's just goofy. It feels like Damian Lewis is in it. He's cool.
Yeah.
You know, he's, I guess the billionaire or whatever.
Yeah. Let me look at this cast. It honestly, it's a pretty solid show.
Is it Maylin? The fucking chick. Is it Maylin or Maylene Ackerman? The chick from Watchmen.
I don't know. I walked out of that movie.
You did?
It's got movie's fucking terrible.
Oh Jesus.
That's the only movie I've ever walked out of the theater in. I hate it so much.
You walked out of Watchmen?
Yeah, me and my dad both. We were at a movie theater in Columbia during like a state basketball tournament that we went to, and we went to that during the day, and we're like, this fucking sucks. Do you want to get out of here? And I'm like, yeah, I hate this. Yeah, and the show on HBO is not much better. The show is fucking awful, too. So,
yeah, no, all the Watchmen stands really hate the show. I thought it was fine.
But Maggie Siff is in it. She's good. She's talented.
Yeah, I fucked her last week.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Let's see. We got... Oh, Corey Stoll's in it. He was in House of Cards. Mm. There you go.
I fucked him last week, too.
Ooh, I can't forget Jeffrey DeMunn. That guy's in it. Great character actor. And then Glenn Fleshler, who plays, like, the best, like, Bosnian gangster in every movie you've ever watched.
He does. He was in Barry, too, and he was in Maniac. Maniac is so underappreciated, man. I loved Maniac. So
That's the Jonah Hill thing, right? Is Maniac the Jonah Hill?
Yeah, and it's made by Cary Fukunaga, or Nawa, I forget which one. It's some Japanese. He's the guy who wrote It Part 1. That dude's got a great mind. He makes really good shit. So, it sounds like a good cast. It's just they all have to swear. Like, it was like, and he would say this to that one. He'd say, give me the fucking capital, fucking fuck
yeah,
ass.
Here. Let's do a scene. I'm gonna play Axe. And Axel, you're gonna be my advisor. You're gonna be my advisor who just tells us how much money we lost.
Axe!
Yo, what you coming to my office? What do you want?
We lost so much fucking money right now. The money is fucking gone, dude. I don't know where it went.
Bro, we fuck like a suck, dude. What the fuck? You fucking fucklehead. What are you doing?
I know,
you're losing
dude.
All
we
my
shot,
dollars.
We betted everything we fucking had on herpes, and herpes went the fuck under, man. It's apparently no one likes herpes these days.
Bro, I put out the message, we're shorting tall people right now. Don't you know that's what we're doing?
Fuck me, fucking fuck.
And scene.
That's billions for you right there.
Yeah, that's billions.
Like,
I'm Paul Giamatti. I'm Chuck Rhodes, federal district attorney for the Eastern District of New York.
They based it
off
a real guy.
Here.
Creed something? It was the New York one. Let me go to that. prove man. Everyone on here that we're fucking.
Were you introduced to Paul Giamatti via Big Fat Liar like every other cool kid?
No, it was Saving Private Ryan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man.
He has small.
We really had different small. Childhoods.
Yeah, mine was just full of violence. So, it's based on. Oh, yeah, it's based on Preet Bharara. It's well, I can't say it. But his prosecution of Mets owner Steve Cohen and Steve A. Cohen Capital Advisors. That's what it's based
Damn.
On.
Damn. This show's based. Oh, let's go.
LOL Mets. They just released the distances on all the home runs the Diamondbacks just hit. And they all add up to the exact height of World Trade Center 1. It is. Josh, we live in some scary times right now, man. So.
Well, you know, Pete Alonso's pulling the strings yet again. He's Where's a master of illusion and deceit.
It is.
That's, yeah.
World Trade Center Pete strikes again, God damn it. Let's see if Alec Thomas can homer. All right, we fulfilled our contractual obligations to our patrons.
We did.
We need to. Do we have Crumble Champs?
Oh, man. You know what? My Crumble Coin Champ is going to be Kyle Reese, because Kyle's going to start Prospects After Dark back again soon, and we should all support Kyle. This one's going to be a positive, nice
man,
one.
Man, Kyle needs it, man. He's been drinking so much, and he told me not to tell anyone, but like Kurt Schilling, you know, and Tim Wakefield, you know, I feel like as a good Christian, I got to tell you all about it. Kyle has a fungus that won't go away. It's right on his genitals, and it's not helped by the fact that he can't stop drinking. And he's tried to get help on it, but he never follows through. We set him appointments. Yeah. He doesn't go to them. He also owes us about $20 a piece, you know, and we're so fucking happy. He's doing Prospects After fucking Dark again. Can't wait.
Can't wait.
He's a double Crumble Coin champ. Crumble Coin, surprisingly, is worth $20 right now. Hmm.
Yeah. That's the going rate these days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Yeah, we'll shout out Kyle. We love Kyle. The patrons?
The patrons? All right. We've got Nick.
We got Nick.
We got Alex.
We got Alex.
We've got James. I didn't forget you this time, James. We've got Richie.
We got Richie.
We've got Bravo.
Bravo.
We've got Cran.
We got Cran.
We've got Jeff. We've got Jeff. And then we have
Is it Nick? Tyler.
I already said Tyler. We have Tyler.
Tyler, Alex, James.
That's eight.
Jeff, Cran.
And then we have Hunter and Brandon.
Hunter. And we have Brandon.
Yeah.
We have them all. We have all the money in the world.
Do you think that's a way we could launder some money? Is like if we started dealing drugs? Like I'm going to have plenty of leftover prescription meds. We could probably start a little business. If we started doing that, could we just create a tier that's like $1,000 a month and then we could just pay ourselves that with our drug money? Be drugs like Visa good. Gift cards?
Drugs are good. I actually got to check the patron because I haven't taken it out in a couple months But, like, we're filming over at Nick's all the time now, so I'm like, do we need to buy, like, that kit then?
Yeah, I don't know. It might be at least a good idea to get a couple extra mics, but, you know.
We need to think of something.
So that way we're all using the exact same mic.
You guys paid us with it. Like, if you want us to do something goofy with it, we'll fucking do something fucking goofy with it. So, I know Tyler wants us to do, like, a friend of the Potters. Or some interviews with it, and I've been dragging ass on it. But, you know, now that when I get back from KC, I'll probably set something up, get Kyle on, and Stu, and maybe some new guys. So,
yeah, we got to get Kyle, Stu, we got to get Dan back on. We got to...
Got to get the buff up.
Yeah, we got to get Danny Mac on. We could probably give him, like, fucking... A six pack and some fucking Marlboros.
No, yeah, we'll pay him some Chardonnay. He'll be ready to go.
Yeah. It's a white wine spritzer.
Do you know who I am? This is all over self. You're the piss master, baby.
Oh my god, it's fucking Fergie. Holy shit.
He's got the funkiest St. Louis cop. He's like, you're the piss master, baby. Show me how you get down, piss master Dan.
Show me how you piss.
Piss master booty shaking. Piss master boots are quaking. Piss master covered in piss because he drank too much Chardonnay. A singing funky cop. We're going to stop this bit because I know it's going to be like, so where was this cop during Ferguson? Like, where he wasn't on the force then. He was being funky.
He actually enrolled. Yeah.
He was being funky somewhere else and being based while he did it.
He was selling insurance.
He was selling insurance. All right. Astros won. Fuck them. It looks like the D-backs going to win. Anything else, Mr. Josh?
No, I think that's everything. We have covered the world.
We covered the world. I don't know. Go donate to some Palestinian orgs, guys, and fucking... I don't know. Fuck the Braves.